T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Don't forget about this Friday. Every hour, 9.05 to 5.05. We've got your chance at a four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets to the Disneyland Resort. And you'll be in the grand prize running. It's a vacation for four to the Disneyland Resort, including two-night hotel stay, three-day, one-park-per-day tickets. Remember that there's a bonus chance to win at RadioAlice.com. And all the information you need is there as well. That's all day Friday here on Alice. Disney Central.
I love Disney.
I know. Jane loves it. Apparently Jane loves it more because she's there all the time.
I know. I'm aware. I thought I was the next one on the next.
Turns out she had a lock on that one.
Well.
Headlock.
I don't blame them for choosing her.
She's got something on somebody over
there. I'd choose her. So no surprise there. I wanted to mention, you know, my family was planning to get together this weekend, and the coronavirus got to my mom. She's not going to fly.
Oh.
She backed out.
Oh.
She's like, I don't think.
Are you going to, so you're going to fly down there and
no,
drive her?
We're just, oh, just, we're just not going to see her this weekend. Oh. I mean, oh, well. She just got worried. She's like, what if I get it, bring it into the house, and give it to both your kids? Well, it's hard to argue that. I don't know what I'm supposed to say to that.
Well, they're in the demographics that have trouble with
right,
it.
And we have
she
had,
is
I
and
did
the kids
just
are.
Get rid of the flu. I mean, it's hard for me to say, you know, what I really need? Coronavirus.
Yeah.
I can't say that. I don't need that.
No. Nope.
I don't want that. You want that?
No.
Right. And you didn't just get over the flu.
No.
So, oh, well.
Yeah. No thanks to any and all sicknesses. Stay away.
No oh. Nona this weekend.
Oh.
No, I know. She's most bummed because she wants to come and hang with her little granddaughter.
And see your new kitchen.
Oh, yeah. Right. Kitchen.
Mess that
killer.
Thing up.
Anyway, so our text number is 800-400-3697. You guys text in throughout the morning, and this is the portion of the show where we try and let your voice be heard, or at least some of you.
Yeah, some of you know.
There's only so much time, and right, some of you are downright mean.
Yeah.
My husband's catalytic converter was stolen while he was parked at the Sacramento airport.
Yeah, it's a thing. Turns out. Who knew?
The stealing of catalytic converters has been going on for years. It's not something new. Toyotas are the easiest to steal them from, though.
Ah. Well, I've had Toyotas all that time and never had one stolen. And turns out, I've just been lucky.
Well, I don't. Mill Valley's not a high crime area, I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that right? It had to go to Berkeley to get it ripped off.
Right.
Sorry, Berkeley.
They steal cats for the platinum inside.
Yeah. Yeah, precious metals. Who knew that there was platinum in your car? I know. And how much could there possibly be? Like, what's that worth?
I know someone who had their catalytic converter stolen and the insurance totaled out their car because it was so expensive.
Oh, man. Yeah, it cost $3,000. Our insurance covered it.
Oh.
But it cost $3,000.
On that old beater, please?
I know. Can
wow.
you believe it? So we wound up, you know, we paid our deductible and stuff, but... So it still costs us money.
My catalytic converter got stolen twice.
Jeez, that was my thing. I'm like, well, you can't take the car back to Berkeley. Now they know you just got a new catalytic converter.
Right.
Just going to buy it and take it right out of there again. What's a good car for not getting that stolen?
Good question. I bet you Google knows.
Yeah. Well, his 21st birthday is coming up. I want to do something good for him for his birthday. But
buy
a
car.
I know a car feels like a graduation gift. But, you know,
he's get almost
him, like,
there.
A solid...
too.
No, you should
no,
buy
he's,
him a
he's
car.
He's going to do at least
you
two more years.
You should absolutely buy him a new car.
For his 21st? I think so, too.
Yeah.
I think that would be something that he'll get, you know,
last
years
thing
of
I want him
of.
To do is hear this broadcast and me going, don't get him a car. Get him a car.
Something.
What kind of douchebag
sturdy.
Doesn't say get him a car? I mean, you should get him a car.
Well, right. I'm not going to get him like a Porsche or a Vette.
Get
something.
Him a Porsche.
Get him a Porsche.
No.
Come on.
He doesn't even want that.
He
I want to get him something
Berkeley.
Sturdy, maybe something with all-wheel drive, like a little Subaru.
I knew you were going to say that.
What's wrong with Subaru? They're safe.
Nothing wrong with
they're
it.
Very
are
dependable. $25,000, say, for brand new. Maybe I can find a good used one. Come on.
Don't
good.
Buy a used one.
Why not?
Because it's his first new car. It's his birthday. He's 21.
Get him a...
He needs to go out and get drunk and drive his
oh
brand new
my
car.
Oh, my God. Thank God he doesn't do that. I think you have him confused with you as a child.
Probably.
Hilarious. Drunk driving.
I don't, this thing converted. How many times, Vinny, how many times did you cross that street? I had a street I wasn't supposed to cross, and I did it all the time.
Uh-oh.
I didn't cross it as much as you think, because I had a super mean dad who was happy to deliver the walloping of a lifetime anytime.
Yeah.
It didn't matter. Like, late for dinner was, for him, was like, well, I'm going to have to kick the hell out of you. He'd be like, dude, I'm 5 minutes late. What is wrong with you?
I just
need to
like
do this.
This.
You, right.
You annoy
guy,
the hell out
right.
of me.
I don't know what to say. That guy had his. So I didn't do it as much as you think. I also had a problem because my mom was always out and about running errands. And she caught me. I'd be ditching school and I swear this is a true story. I'm skateboarding down the street, ditching school. And a car pulls up right next to us on the side of the road. What are you doing? And it's my mom. And I'm like, Mom, get out of
mom,
here.
Mom, it's Orange County. It's huge. How did you find me? This seems impossible.
I'm with my friends. Get out of here.
Oh, no. You all get it. You're all missing school.
Put me back in the car and took me back to school. How's that?
It's called good momming.
Well, so that's one of the...
Did she tell your dad about that?
Of course she did.
Oh, lucky you.
Slappy stuff, hand sanitizer.
Oh, right. I'll sew it into sachets.
Are you going to be selling that
no,
then?
No, I was
on
only
slappy
kidding.
Stuff?
I'm not gonna, I would never gouge people. I think that's terrible when people do that in emergencies or they're selling bottled water, you know, for $9 a thing.
Well, how bad do you want bottled water?
$9 worth? I might go for it.
Oh, my God. My mom just called me as I'm in the car from Florida to tell me she found little hand sanitizers for me. We're visiting there this weekend.
Oh. So she's going to put you through some kind of a decontamination bath
apparently.
Before you go into the
well,
house?
Well, it's a thing. That's
yeah.
My mom just, she's like, what if I bring it into your house and both your daughters end up with coronavirus?
Right.
How am I supposed to live with that?
Right.
Good point. How am I supposed to talk you into it? If that's your argument.
Why would you talk her into it? Mom, you make a good point. Talk to you next week. That's so sad, though, because, you know, I know how much they all like seeing each other.
Oh, it sucks. Yeah, but, you know.
Do what you got to do.
Well, I don't know what to say. I mean, I know that, what was it? Wuhan, Ground Zero. I guess they just decided not to get a handle on it right away.
I don't know.
And now
I don't know why
now it's become this thing.
Right.
Instead of buckling
well,
it down.
Even
where
if they
had
tried
the
to buckle it down, there's like 20 million people living there. Like, you know, and the incubation period is what did they say? Anywhere from a week to up to 21 days. I'm crazy. Like you are displaying no symptoms, going about your life, going everywhere you go, touching all the things you touch, putting your hand on your face, doing all the stuff.
All the stuff.
Whatever you do. All the things people do. It's impossible to track it.
You do that with your finger?
Sure.
Morning, Vinny. If you're wanting to go to Universal for Harry Potter World, I highly recommend going to Orlando as they have both Diagon Alley and Hogsmeade with the Hogwarts Express going between parks.
When you are...
You
when
can follow Harry's
older.
Journey by starting with Diagon Alley. Diagon Alley.
when your kids are older, you should 100%. I have been to Disney World millions. I used to live in Orlando.
I've never been.
You can't believe how great it is. Like, it's great. You know, it's as great as the Magic Kingdom down south and, you know, California Adventure Park or whatever is also great. But it's humongous, and it's and then there's the whole Epcot Center. Amazing. Like, when your kids are, like, 12 and 7, I think that's that would be, they can really love
I'm in.
It.
We'll see. You have...
You'll love it, too, right?
Yeah. Oh, I'm in.
How old will you be then? Like, 65?
Oh,
70?
That's so funny. Where's her drum hit, Bryn?
God. How do I keep doing it? It's amazing. I'm here all the time.
Vinny, you should get your kids' names tattooed on you. Yeah, I'll do that.
You still have plenty of real estate left.
And I'll get Sarah's name tattooed on me, too. No problem. As soon as she'll do it. The
heart,
you know,
with this, like, a dagger into it? Is that a good one?
Why are you stabbing my heart?
I don't know. Is that what they do? Like, a bleeding heart, you know? That's no good?
So what are you going to do to me?
Nothing. Same thing I always do to you. Stab
well,
me in the heart.
All right.
What?
All right. Good point. Okay.
Put your heart on a kebab. On a skewer.
Aquaphor is the stuff I was talking about
that
I put on
it.
Tattoos. People are texting it, and I looked it up, and yes, it's Aquaphor. That's the stuff. And there's pages of those.
Thank you.
We appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
For sure.
Let's see here. Hey, Sarah, I walked
away from
my phone for a moment that is playing you through radio.com and came back to you guys mentioning Weird Al Yankovic. Just in case this isn't the reason he came up this morning, I wanted to be sure that he has a song about grammar called Word Crimes. It's hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Word Crimes?
That's the one that talks about your big problem.
When they say you couldn't care less.
That, you could
that
care
means
less.
You do yeah. care.
Yeah, I had that part already queued up too.
Oh, it's instead of blurred lines.
You do care.
That's funny.
I had never heard this, but okay. Keep saving, Vin. You want to retire one day. Yeah, I'm trying to get the kids' college paid for now so that it doesn't come up later. Because when it comes up later, I'm going to need that money. So I'm trying to put the money away now.
Squirrel it away, buddy.
I'm trying to get it done.
Bury those nuts.
How much do you think you got to save?
A lot. I thought that I would have enough. And then time marched on and everything got more expensive.
Well, now your kid turns out your kid's just going to stay in school.
I know.
He's never leaving. So that's his problem.
No. He paid for his whole year this year with his money from last year's.
I don't know why he did that.
I know. I told him he didn't have it. He goes, no. Well, oh my God. He's great. He's like, I want to get off the boob. He didn't want to. We talked about this car thing, and he's like, "Ah, you don't do that. I don't want you to.
Oh, yeah. You need to do that.
I'm like, let us do stuff for you while we still can.
Buy him a nice Subaru.
Yeah, I want to get him a Subaru.
That's a good choice.
He's 21. He's such a good kid.
He is a good boy.
He is.
Buy him a Porsche.
I'm not buying him a Porsche. That's ridiculous.
I'm with him. Get him a Porsche.
And that's just a waste of money.
Met the love of my life on Tinder, and we're both divorcees in our early 30s looking for dates, not hookups.
Oh. That's interesting.
I told you could find love.
So the AP team has... Can I say this?
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
You don't want to... Oh, maybe I shouldn't. Maybe someone will steal it. It's such a good idea.
What is it?
They have this podcast idea.
You can say it, Sarah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Maybe we should think about it.
Yeah, say it when you start producing it.
Yeah, we'll say it.
What?
They have a great idea. I'll tell you off the air. But they have a great idea for a podcast.
It's a dating podcast.
I think it was actually genius. And I was like, I want to produce that podcast. Let's make that happen. It's so good. It's genius.
So good.
So Slappy Studios is not only going to do the Johnny Pod.
The AP Team Podcast.
The ATP Team Podcast.
Hosted by Sarah.
We're figuring
it
out.
I'm not going to host it. I'm not going to be on it.
What are you talking about? You end up hosting all these shows.
I'm not. No, they want to do their own show. Johnny needs me.
Yeah, Johnny wanted to do his own show, too.
No, Johnny was like, with you. Like, well, anything that gets me out of trouble with the IRS, I'm down.
Oh, boy. that might be too real.
It's not. Don't worry about it.
All right.
But the more podcasts I produce, the better.
I work at a high school, and they said, if anyone gets it here, we're shutting down the school.
Oh, well, as well you should.
I guess.
Of course, by then it's too late. The horse has already been stolen out of the barn.
Vinny, I got one of those nasal swabs in the ER for the flu last night, and wow, more like a brain swab. Yeah, that... the lady who did it to me.
They jam it right on up
there.
She
hit a point of resistance and was like, oh, yeah.
Here, let me poke through that cartilage into another chamber of your sinuses. That's where the good stuff is. Don't they, like, your nose doesn't really go like that.
Well,
you know?
They know stuff.
They
no,
did
they,
what
well,
they
don't.
To.
They jam it up. It's like comes out your eyeball.
Bieber says he has acne from Lyme disease.
Oh, is that so?
I don't know. That's what they're
maybe
this
just has
say.
Acne.
You follow him. What, I mean, how do
yeah,
you not
I don't
know
read
that?
What he writes, though. I just look at the pictures.
I don't read what he writes.
I don't have time for that.
Oh, my God. What?
Plus, I just started following him a little while ago when he married that Haley chick.
650 says, Sarah,
yeah,
you're kind of cute.
For a sturdy lady.
What are you talking about? What?
What are you doing?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I'm saying, I am very cute.
Sex sells. Let's sell.
First. Oh, right. Oh, my God.
Sell that stuff.
That's my sex here.
Oh, you got to watch this show at RadioAlice.com.
You do. You
okay,
do.
We're done.
Okay.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thanks for listening today. Don't forget your homework assignment tonight. Well, you have until Friday morning to complete this assignment.
What is she going to tell me to do? Does it have anything to do with masturbating and Sting? But I know, I guess that's somebody
else's homework.
I mean,
look, you can do projects for extra credit.
I don't want that one.
But your homework assignment is to watch Survivor.
Okay, good.
I think it's only like the fourth episode.
This is the fourth episode.
Yeah. Are you guys enjoying it? Are you actually like...
Yeah, it's starting to catch on now.
He doesn't like it.
No, I do.
No,
I'm trying. It's starting to catch on now.
It's before it kind of started off slow for me and I'm learning the game. So it took me a minute, but now I'm starting to get a little excited.
He's
going to
give us a little of this, just, you know, but later he's just going to pull it out from under us.
We'll
like
see.
One of those mean millennial things they do.
Yeah,
those
and then he's going to be like, remember all that stuff he gave me about Stevie B.
And we will remember because we did do that.
Right, we did do that. But, I mean, honestly, you know, Survivor and Stevie B.
Oh, come on. I know, right?
I'm voting Stevie B off the island immediately. I don't want anything to do with that guy. Anyway, you have your marching orders. Now go off into the day. Have a great one. Make it a great hope day. And we'll see you back tomorrow on It's Thursday.
Thank you.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.